USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump moved to shore up a campaign weakness with a pledge to protect people with pre-existing conditions, even if the Supreme Court overturns Obamacare. The president also promised to send seniors $200 drug discount cards before the election to help cover prescription drug copays. He also said he would ban the practice of surprise medical billing if Congress can't fix that problem by year's end. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg raises the possibility the president could add another conservative justice to the court who would provide the decisive vote to strike down the health care law and change the nation's health system. The drug discount cards would be sent to 33 million Medicare beneficiaries to help pay prescription drug copays. Costs would be covered by projected savings from a previously announced administration effort to tie the cost of some pricey Medicare drugs to what's paid abroad. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.